In a case from Madison, a man was found guilty of selling drugs near a city park. There's a penalty enhancer for drug dealing if you're within 1,000 feet of a city park. But at the original trial, the fact that Penn Park is a city park didn't go before a jury. Instead, the judge decided it was the truth. The state Supreme Court acknowledged that's an error. Every element of a crime is supposed to go before a jury, no matter how obvious. But on a 5-2 decision, the justices said the error is harmless. The Wisconsin Attorney General's office likes the decision, according to spokesperson Randy Romanski.
The court concluded that since it's undisputed and indisputable that the park is in fact a city park, which is a very logical, rational thought, you know, a properly instructed, rational jury would have come to that conclusion and would have found that it felt guilty of the enhanced offense.
In fact, in both the new cases, the court put forward a new rule for whether something is a harmless error. If it's clear beyond a reasonable doubt that a jury would have found the defendant guilty even if the error hadn't been made, then the error is harmless. That means the defendant doesn't need a new trial. But a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office doesn't like the new approach. Joe Eamon thinks there should be what he calls a bright line rule. If a court makes an error, there should be a new trial.
Penn Park may well be a city park, and it's common sense to conclude that, and common sense to conclude that a jury would have found that. But it's a very slippery slope when it comes to elements of proof in a criminal case.
In other words, Eamon is afraid that someday courts will be finding more significant matters harmless, with justices trusting their own judgment instead of letting a jury decide whether something's been proven or not. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.